This video is about how you can quit porn today. Yes, one day, it's really that simple. I did it myself. I'm gonna be sharing my experience about how I just decided one day to quit porn and that was it. I have also been doing this with men for the last 10 years and helping them and consulting them with porn addictions. And I've been doing this for years and I'm compiling all that information right here just for you guys.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
When you hear that you can quit porn today, like the last time you quit, that you acted out and watched porn, masturbated, that was the last time potentially that you ever watched porn, masturbated ever again in your entire life. What goes through your head when I say that? I know for a fact, because I've been here myself, the objections that people usually have that go through the mind. There's 2 primary objections that people have. I'm going to be talking about the main objections to this really simple method of quitting porn. And I'm also going to be talking about the solutions to addressing those objections and how to actually shift your mindset so that you can quit porn long term. The first objection, obviously, is, well, I have brought this porn habit into my life for many years and it's going to take many years to get out of it. All right, let's deconstruct this line of thinking logically. If you're thinking, all right, my porn habit is so deep and so dark and so shameful, it's going to take me a long time and a lot of effort to get out of this hole. All right, logically speaking, there are a few incorrect assumptions that are happening here and a few misconceptions. Number one is that you're assuming that in order to recover from a porn habit and heal, you need to actually use porn in order to go through that process, which doesn't make any sense at all if you think about it. Meaning, if you feel like you're broken and you've used porn for so long and you need to heal your brain and heal your body and your spirit and all that in order to not have porn in your life, why does that mean that you need to have porn and use porn in order to wean yourself off the habit? It makes no sense, all right? And it's important for you to know that anybody who has ever quit porn just decided one day to quit porn and that was the last time, all right? There's no such thing as weaning off porn, all right? That hijacker, that little monster in the back of your head that's begging you to feed it so that it can grow, is requiring this certain level of dopamine in order to be satisfied. The thing is, even if you feed it a little bit, that monster is just going to grow and grow. And that's how an addiction is developed. And that's how that chain link effect is developed as well. So it's not true that you can wean yourself off a porn addiction. But in fact, if you just quit cold turkey, you'll realize that you don't need porn at all and you don't need to feed that monster. And that is the biggest number two objection that people have when I say, guys, you can quit porn today if you want it. That big objection is this: I need porn in my life and I can't just give it up because I need it, all right? You might think that's silly and oversimplified, but actually this is what your brain believes. Subconsciously or not, this is what that little monster in your brain is constantly telling you. And this is why you keep going back to it, even though logically speaking, you understand that porn is bad for you. You keep going back to it because you fundamentally believe that you need porn. You fundamentally have tricked yourself into believing that porn is adding some kind of benefit and value to your life and you need it to what? To soothe negative emotions, to soothe stress, to relieve anxiety, to stop being aroused and stop being horny because you have a high sex drive, all of that, guys. Let me debunk this with one simple statement. Porn does not add any value to your life. It only subtracts from your life. It only takes away. And all those reasons that you use porn, guys, and I'll share from my own experience in just a second, all the reasons that you think you need porn to alleviate stress, to stop being horny and aroused, to stop being bored, to stop being having anxiety about a relationship or a fight you're having or something at work or whatever, all of those things that you're, those negative emotions you're experiencing are fundamentally being contributed to by porn. In other words, you have those emotions because of porn. You get that? And when you understand that, everything changes, guys. Because then you understand that you're putting a cream on a rash, an itchy rash, just a metaphor. You're putting a cream on your rash and you think that the cream is helping your rash, but in fact, the cream itself is causing an allergic reaction and making the rash bigger and bigger and bigger. And you keep thinking that if you apply the cream more and more and go that back to the doctor and get a stronger prescription, and you apply that to your rash, it's just gonna help the rash go away. It doesn't. It's temporarily, and the very next day, the urge will be stronger, the rash will be itchier and more red. This is exactly what it's like to have a porn addiction, guys, if you haven't noticed.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
So the key here is understanding that porn is not adding any value. It's only subtracting for your life. It's only causing you more destruction in your life. And when you get rid of it, you will realize, holy crap, man, I didn't need porn at all. And for some reason, I believed that I did. My own personal experience, guys, this was it. I'll tell you, the moment that everything changed for me, this is the moment, the day that I quit porn. It was one day where I realized, and I went deep, and I realized that I was a really stressed out human being. I was so stressed out. I was irritable. And I just thought up until now, I was like, I'm just a stressed out person. It's life's circumstances, external circumstances, my work, my relationship, my kids, my marriage, all that's contributing to stress. And I need porn to relieve that stress. That's what I believed until I realized that I'm a stressed out person because of porn. Because whenever I was stressed or feeling anxious, I went to porn as an instant soothing mechanism to take me back to relaxation. But when I did that over and over again, and I kept going back to the screen to run away from my emotions instead of addressing the root cause, every time I did that, I was just spiking back and forth between stressed, not stressed out, irritable, not irritable, horny, not horny, bored, not bored. And when you do that over and over time, your peaks become more and more escalated and elevated to the point that you are dependent on porn in order to relieve those emotions, guys. It's a fallacy. It doesn't exist. But when you understand this for yourself, everything changes. So that's my assignment to you guys. I'm really excited for you guys just to take an opportunity today or tomorrow, as soon as you can, go out outside, bring a journal with you, actually write it down, not on a screen, write down what is porn fundamentally taking away from my life right now. And until you do this process of going deep like I did and realizing that all the things that you thought porn was relieving and helping you in your life, it's all BS. It doesn't exist. It's all a little monster that's lying to you and telling you that you need porn as a dependency in order to relieve these emotions. But it's false. It doesn't make any sense. And when you get that, you realize, man, if I go down this train, and like, let's say you have a trigger, you have an urge to look at, to Google search some person or to Google search something, or you know that, like, watch that TV show that's a little raunchy and you know you shouldn't be watching, or to go to social media, right, when you're stressed or on the toilet or when you're bored. As soon as you do that, guys, you have lost the battle, because you're feeding the little monster and the monster is hungry and desperate. The dopamine hits, your brain is constantly trying to get those dopamine hits to get you back to the act of masturbating, watching porn. But when you realize that, the more you do that in that very moment, as soon as you say yes to doing that Google search or opening the browser, you have lost the battle. But when you realize that doing that fundamentally contributes to the pain that you're experiencing because of porn, then everything changes. Then your life will be different, all right? But it's not just understanding it. The next question you have is, how do you actually maintain the integrity and the confidence and the motivation and energy to keep that going? That's what I'm all about. All the videos here are to help you guys do. Be sure to watch a bunch of the other videos, and I really love you guys and I'm rooting for you. Do take care. I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.